Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:46, 14 till 7. Win for a rainy stretch today, tomorrow, and into Sunday. Maybe lingering into Monday, then it dries out, cools off a little bit. It's going to warm up first. It's a complicated story. But either way, just get ready for some cold, cool weather, rainy weather. Ted Rossman joins us now, Bankrate senior industry analyst, to talk about fewer Americans planning on tipping as much this holiday season. How you doing, Ted?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell me what the Bankrate survey found.
We found that fewer people are planning to tip this holiday season in all of the categories that we asked about. So that included housekeepers and child care providers, landscapers, teachers, mail carriers, and trash collectors. Across the board, people are tipping less often. What's interesting is that when they tip, the amounts are actually flat or even up in some cases. So I take this as another sign of the so-called K-shaped economy, basically the idea that the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Many people are cutting back on what they're tipping this year because money is tight, but yet there are also other people that are giving as much or more. Higher earners are propping up the overall stats, in other words, and we see that elsewhere in the economy too.
Do we know if this is a regional thing or not? Because I tip the housekeeper every time they come. Child care provider, I don't think it was paid, but it wasn't a tip situation. Teacher, I always looked at tipping a teacher as a bribe. Landscaper, I never tipped. I've never tipped a post person in my life, a mail carrier, nor the garbage man. Am I a terrible person, Ted?
No, not at all. You know, only about 1 in 5 are tipping the mail carriers and the trash and recycling collectors. It's an interesting question about geography. We actually didn't notice any significant regional differences. About half of people are giving the teacher a holiday tip. Now, maybe the tip is not the right word. Maybe it's more of a holiday gift. Mm-hmm. My wife actually used to be a teacher, and you know, they would probably frame it more as a gift than a tip. But maybe a class gift is appropriate. Sometimes it's awkward to be giving something, especially money, individually, but maybe everybody in the class gives 10 or 20 bucks and then the teacher gets a gift card. Mm-hmm. That happens about half the time. About 1 in 3 are tipping the landscaper. About half tip the housekeeper and child care provider. That's interesting you mentioned tipping the housekeeper every time, because I feel like that's super generous. What's more common is kind of the once-a-year tip. So what we did in this survey was we separated out the ongoing stuff. Like, you know, ideally, we should be tipping every time we go to a restaurant or we get our haircut or we get food delivery or we take a taxi or rideshare. The holiday tip tends to be more of the one-off, like the annual holiday tip for some of these people. The amounts are generally between 20 and 50 bucks. Those are the medians, depending on the service, but there can be a pretty wide range there.
When it comes to tipping a teacher, I think of Rodney Dangerfield. Here's 100. Keep it fair. Keep it fair. Will you please just keep it fair for everybody? You mentioned the K-shaped economy. For people that don't know what that is, explain what that is, please, because we're hearing a lot about it, but I don't know that a lot of people know what it is.
Yeah, it basically refers to income inequality. In a nutshell, it's kind of the idea that the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer, sadly. Moody says the top 10% of earners are accounting for 50% of all spending, which is an all-time high. We see that in travel. We see that in holiday gifts and other things. So the K is kind of like some people are moving up and to the right. They're getting better over time, kind of like that upper part of the K, and then other people are getting worse over time, sadly. This is an idea that started to gain traction really during the pandemic, but it's really intensified the past few years. And I could also explain it by saying that some people are doing quite well. They're getting raises at work, their home value's up, their stocks are up, and yet consumer sentiment overall is really poor. And there are a lot of people who are feeling really negative about things like inflation and tariffs and jobs and the state of the economy. So it's basically kind of that widening gap and some of the effects it has on our spending and borrowing and other financial habits.
All right, let me take a break. I want to talk about the K-shaped economy when we come back in a historical context and sustainability, et cetera. We're talking to Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst. And I would ask you at 504-260-1870, do you ever tip the mailman or a mail lady, mail person, mail carrier, the garbage person, the landscaper, the teacher, the child care provider, or the housekeeper? Let me know at 504-260-1870. Is that normally what you do? Do you tip them? 651, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
6:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst. According to a new survey, fewer Americans plan on tipping as much this holiday season, and they broke it down into categories. Housekeepers, 56%, child care provider, 47%, teachers, 47%, landscaper, gardener, snow remover, 37%, mail carrier, 27%, trash recycling collector, 21%. Somebody texted and said, I should tip my mail carrier because they're there every day delivering my mail. Well, I got to tell you, they're actually not. They're there every other day, and it's amazing how I get a mailbox full of mail every other day, and none on the I get a mailbox full of mail on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but none on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. I guess it just plays out that way. Let's talk about a K-shaped economy. Where did this come from? Because I don't recall in college hearing about a K-shaped economy.
It's definitely something that's evolved over time. It really started to take hold, I would say, during the pandemic is when it really started to come more into the economic discourse. Some of it was just a lot of these factors have been accentuated the past few years. When you think about consumer confidence has been at or near record lows, inflation has really squeezed people, especially with lower and middle incomes, and yet the oddity is that at the same time, stocks have been hitting record highs, home prices have hit record highs. It has really accentuated the haves and have-nots kind of idea. And, you know, historically, consumer confidence was viewed as a predictor of future activity. But right now, it's really diverged. It's like some people are doing well. There's about 2/3 who have stocks and home ownership, and they're just feeling a lot better than than other people. It definitely feels like that gap is widening.
So how sustainable is this? Because it seems like we're talking about disparity of wealth getting even more desperate.
It doesn't feel particularly sustainable. Like, if you play this out and the gap continues to widen, it is like spending is getting more and more concentrated among the few, and you don't think that's as good of a thing for overall economic health. So it's not going to reverse overnight, but if the gap continues to grow, if upper-income people pull back, that's a problem for the economy.
Thank you, Ted. Appreciate your time as always. Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst. We'll take a break, come back. We're going to talk about a problem they're having at the North Shore Humane Society and some of the things you can do to help. We'll also talk about high school football. WWL has the most generous listeners. Thanks to everyone who joined us Wednesday for day one of the Manning Family Children's Light Up the Season Radiothon. We are extremely grateful for your donations. Please know you can listen to some of the touching moments from our 14-hour broadcast online at WWL.com, WWL Social. You can still donate today by calling 888-780-8811 or texting NOLA Kids the 34984. Be a miracle maker.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.